Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness.
Today, we're going to get laser focus in our ag sales, and we're also going to talk about the three customers who are killing your sales productivity. Both light and water can be so focused that they cut through large blocks of steel. Amazing when you think about it. The same water that you swim in for recreation can actually be focused through a high-pressure nozzle to cut steel. The same light that you can't even touch with your hand can be focused to perform surgery or cut through hardened steel as well. Well, as an ag sales professional, your use of time is no different. You can spread it out over a wide swath of customers and prospects, or you can narrow your focus to achieve your results. How widespread or narrow you go is completely up to you. Neither your manager, your peers, nor even me can tell you exactly the correct focus. But your choice will make all the difference in your results. Think about it. The only thing you have to offer your employer is your time. Your time is what you exchange for compensation. In sales, specifically in ag sales, how you use that time is the difference between success and failure, or mediocre results, which allow you to just get by. And the struggle with just getting by is that your customer will soon see the lack of value in buying from you. They will move their business to that salesperson who hustles a little harder. They will buy from that salesperson who is more focused on them than you are. I have always felt and preached that time and pressure will win almost any customer. Often, people will ask what the secret is to selling. They really feel jilted when they find out that it's just hard work. But in addition to hard work, it takes time. We can help speed up the process by improving our products and services or calling on a prospect more often. Our competition might even help us out by making mistakes or somehow irritating their customers, which are our prospects. However, we can only do so much to speed up the time, and that's where pressure comes in. But before we talk about pressure, I want to talk about three particular types of customers that have the potential of killing your productivity. Number one, the squeaky wheel. You've heard it, the old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Well, there are those customers that take this to heart. They might be a big account or a small account. It doesn't matter to them, as they just feel the need to have you doing something for them constantly. Keep oiling this wheel and it will keep squeaking until you spend every waking moment on them. Well, customer number two that might be draining your productivity is the geographically right but profitability wrong. In ag sales, driving time is certainly one of the top efficiency areas. The better we are at mapping our routes and figuring out where we need to go and not go is going to be advantageous for us to be effective. Some of us have counties or states or even multiple states that make up our territory. Driving from one end of the territory to the other each day will kill your productivity. Working closer to home or going into one area and working with multiple customers in that area all day is a much more productive time management method that we all know to be true. However, that doesn't always work out that way. Just because the customer is close to your home area or right on the way doesn't mean you should stop for a sales call. Well, the third type of customer that might be killing your productivity is the little guy. Ever seen one of those social media posts that says, "I was raised to treat the janitor the same as the CEO"? Well, I understand the message, but in sales, this is really 100% wrong. The sign is referring to respect for others, not for how you treat your customers. However, I frequently run into ag salespeople who want to treat everyone the same, as if on a noble quest to prove they aren't a jerk, they treat every customer the same, from the two-horse account up to the 2,000-cow dairy, from the 20-acre hobby farmer to the 2,000-acre crop farmer. Those noble salespeople give equally of their time. And all I got to say is that's a big mistake. Yes, you respect everyone. No, you don't treat anyone poorly because they are a smaller volume customer. But that doesn't mean they get the same time, intensity, or support, nor level of resources your company has to offer. And you are one of those resources, which means you go more and do more for the larger contributors to your business. There's three other customers that you might want to be aware of that might be killing your efficiency. And that is the kind that doesn't pay. These take a lot of time. Or the kind that drains your technical expertise but buys very little from you. They spread their purchases so that they can drain every company of support and expertise. And the third account that's out there is the big account that drains your margins and your profitability. Well, now let's get back to time and pressure. We already talked about time. Let's talk a little bit about pressure. Pressure is often looked upon poorly by salespeople. I'm not a high-pressure salesperson, they tell me. I understand and agree with the concept of what they're saying, but I disagree with the definition of pressure. To them, they are referring to the kind of pressure where a salesperson becomes annoying. And by annoying, I mean they just keep calling on the prospect with no real reason other than to ask for the sale. That's not pressure. That's, well, annoying. However, I like to define pressure as doing your job as a professional salesperson so well your prospect eventually sees the benefit of buying from you. I used to always think, they really want to do business with me, they just haven't realized it yet. That includes increasing what you have to offer. It includes knowing more about your industry and your customer's industry than your competition does. Pressure includes outworking your competition. Study any of the great modern day athletes and you will find one common thread besides some decent talent. And that common thread is hard work. Look at Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Drew Brees. They simply outwork many of their teammates and certainly their competition. As an ag sales professional, time is your greatest resource. No one can tell you exactly how to use it. You will constantly debate where to spend it. Will you work with current customers or work on prospecting? Will you sell the latest technology or will you sell the tried and true workhorse products? Will you go out and try to collect on a past due account or will you spend time learning about new technology in your industry? How are you investing your time right now for your greatest return on it? While I tried to spend some time with you today to tell you what you should or shouldn't do, it's ultimately still up to you every morning when you leave your driveway. Turn left or turn right. The choice will make all the difference in your results.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional you can be. You can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and other training opportunities on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.